Argentina trip observations so far. First thing to say is, at least from Buenos Aires standpoint, the businesses are pretty good. Interesting kind of combination of some European and Hispanic look to them. There's a definite interesting aspect of a bounce factor in the breasts, and in my 21-hour bus ride ahead, good time to think about the possible explanations for this, and I'll go through some of them right now. Number one, it could be that it's the style to bounce, and therefore, they were wearing bras for the most part. There was just an extra bounce, so maybe the style is to wear a bra that allows for a little bounce. Now, the other explanation could be the walk. They had a very purposeful, forceful walk, and, it could be that this walk sort of, I would not exaggerate like a model would be, but had a sort of walk that maybe, said, was a strong walk that led to the bounce. Now, a third option could be that it was fairly warmer than usual in the city, and it could be that because of this they were wearing looser clothing, that has something to do with it. So it could have been the heat, they wanted to be freer, and that led to the bounce. That's all my theories on that, but for whatever the reason is, it's good. It's good. And possibly related to the bounce factor, I would say that there's definitely, and interestingly, I didn't even notice this in Mexico as much, though I haven't been in Mexico that often. There are a lot of, the men definitely do a lot of leering there, and whistling, catcalling, definitely happen frequently. City workers, people eyeing girls who were probably 14 and making comments to them. So it was very interesting, and I don't know, maybe I haven't seen that in other Hispanic countries, because maybe the number of hot bizzes were not as plentiful as there were, at least in Buenos Aires. Because I haven't noticed that happening in San Martín de los Andes. And, of course, there's definitely a dearth of hot biz here, as there was in Buenos Aires. So, in all, Buenos Aires is a good place for biz. But I can see that the biz would be annoyed by these guys making comments to them at all times. Interesting in Buenos Aires. Oh, actually everywhere here, which I did read, but it's still sort of surprising to see non-homosexual men kissing each other on the cheek as a source of affection on goodbye. Very common, and even amongst teenagers, I saw this. Driving is pretty crazy, I will say that. Nobody is stopping for pedestrians in Buenos Aires. I mean, you were going to die if you take the same pedestrian rights standpoint that is common in the U.S. I almost got hit because I saw a guy had a stop sign, so I just kept going. He honked at me. Some of the streets are incredibly narrow, and the sidewalks barely have enough room for two people to walk, two directions. So, if you're anywhere near the street hanging off a motorcycle that's, you know, riding in the gutter, is just gonna, you know, clip you. Other observations, I would say, oh, they like this Dulce de Leche a lot. In the bus ride, it was in the dinner and the breakfast, and both times I didn't know what to do with it. I had to watch someone next to me to see, because I wanted to maximize my usage of it. And the first time for the dinner, there was some orange substance that didn't look good to me, but the woman next to me put it in there, and so I did. It was like some gelatinous, jello-y-ish stuff that didn't have that much taste, but, you know, maybe it was just a vehicle for the dulce de leche, which is seriously concentrated sweetness. And then the next day for breakfast, it was in there again, and there was some, the guy next to me, or two seats over, he put it on his little croissant that they gave us, but that thing was already sweet, so I thought that was sort of wasteful. And so there was also some of this hard Melba toast or whatever that came in a package, and I put it on that, and it was actually very good. Yeah, not something I would have every day, but let's see, what else is there to report? Oh, I'm having this really good beer, which I don't think I've ever seen. Quilmes. Quilmes. I was recommended it by a dude I was talking to in Buenos Aires, and I had one for dinner tonight, just a regular 12-ounce bottle. Then I got this quart or pint or whatever of the Bock version. It's excellent. I mean, I think it was like about, you know, $1.50 for a pint, you know, 6.3% alcohol. I just had a little swig. It's really good. I mean, I would definitely like buy this again, you know, if it's available in the US, which I don't think it is, unless you go to BevMo or something. Let's see. Oh, another observation. Yeah, definitely less English spoken here than I anticipated. It's making it somewhat difficult at times to get things done, but I'm making by. My Spanish skills are lower than I thought they were, which was pretty low to begin with. Stupid French keeps getting in my way of thinking, and hopefully it won't lead to any major mishaps. Yeah, the bus ride was actually 21 hours because there was a daylight savings time correction that I didn't realize. And I could safely say that a 21-hour bus ride in the cushy seats is better than a 10-hour plane ride any day. And I slept as good as I would sleep at home. It was... it was an enjoyable ride. I mean, scenery was pretty good. At night there was some moons. The only thing I can complain about is that they played movies and the sound was piped over through the intercom, so to shut it out I had to put on my headphones. But in the meantime, I was sucked into some stupid Bodyguard movie with some high school kids, which I was ashamed to be watching, but it was actually somewhat entertaining until the end, which was really stupid. And then there were some other stupid movies that I forget, something with Al Pacino and some like murder mystery. I didn't watch that one at all. But then there was a second one. That was the third one, but the second one. What was the second one? I can't remember. Thought I watched that one. Yeah, it was the Bodyguard. No. I don't remember. But anyway, yeah, the bus ride was nice. It was all mostly older people. So it was an interesting, and most of the people weren't going the whole way. But it was good. It worked out well. I mean, especially given the fact that I was, definitely able to get all, my half day's worth in here. I didn't really, get that much done today. I just, did a little hike and did a lot of walking around the town trying to figure out my plans. But let's see, other observations. There's a lot of meat. A lot of meat. I'll be honest, so far I haven't had like a meat experience where I was like in heaven, where I just ate it and said, "Oh my God, that's so good." So I've yet to have that, and it's partially my fault. I mean, the timing's been bad. Places, I don't like the places don't open till 8 for dinner here. That's annoying because it doesn't fit into my schedule a lot of times, and that's screwed me for getting my good meal. I've been forced to eat in bad places, not the optimal places, I should say, because of that. And some of it's my fault too. If I knew Spanish, I'd probably be more comfortable eating at some places I passed by. Oh, they called a hot dog a poncho here. I had to ask, like, what the hell a poncho was, because I was tempted to get it, but I'm glad I didn't, because it's hot dog, and it's probably not much better than anything you can get here. Let's see. I had some other observations. Let's see. I mean, back to Buenos Aires, I mean, the number of buses in that town is absolutely insane. It is craziness. I mean, every single street, no matter how small it is, has a bus going, a big bus going down it, or five. I mean, it is like they're backed up everywhere. I mean, there must be, 1,000 buses on this, just local buses on the city streets at any time. Not to mention the long distance, but I mean, I cannot believe how many buses were at this, the long distance bus terminal. I mean, I like 150 ticket booths. I mean, it is insanity. I was astounded how many bus companies and how many places you could go on these things. So bus travel is big here. I mean, it definitely, either more convenient or more affordable for people. But people are taking the bus big time here. It's like I've never imagined. But Buenos Aires is pretty good. I mean, I don't think I'd return. It's a pretty cool town to see. It's a little too frenetic, though. It has some nice greenery, but there's just always madness, everywhere around you. A good place to visit, but I probably will not return unless I, have a reason to, or free ticket or something. See, what else? Also, for the two hotels I've been in, have had both a bidet and a regular toilet, which I find interesting. I've not tried the bidet, and I won't, do not intend to. Click off now until I think of something else. Out. Okay. My other thing. One thing I really like about Argentina so far is that they have good signs, very good street signs. I mean, Buenos Aires was very well signed, I mean, compared to my other Latin American experience. So, Costa Rica, where we drove around for about an hour and a half in San Jose, and there was one street sign in an hour and a half scene. Buenos Aires had signs all over the place, very well, easy to see. Though it was interesting to see that they're sponsored. They sponsor their street signs here, there. So, but even even, but the other towns, like on the bus ride, I saw even these little towns that looked like real trouble. They had good street signs, even. The street signs looked better than some of the houses. In the town I'm in now, San Martín de los Andes, has pretty good street signs. I mean, there's some intersections with them missing, but for the most part, it was pretty good. So, I think, you know, that's definitely a thing that you can judge. Just judge a country on its prosperity, on whether or not they take care to put signs. And I will say that in Buenos Aires, almost every, even in the nice neighborhoods, house had bars on the window and balconies up to, like, levels that I was surprised to see had full security. So, there's definitely a little unease there. You know, people, for the most part, seem pretty happy, I would say. Most people are pretty friendly. There are some shady characters in Buenos Aires in the squares that are sort of just hanging around there and loitering and giving people the eye. Oh, yeah, I forgot my other thing is big. You know, it seems that making out in public in Argentina is big. You know, by making out, I mean just, you know, couples kissing, you know, in parks or whatever, but you definitely, to the extent that you do not see in the United States. So, whether or not this is just something that people like to do to display to the public, or whether maybe it was too hot, people don't have air conditioning, so they're doing this in the open air for that reason, or perhaps they just don't have a private space to do it at home, so they're doing it there. But anyway, it's an interesting observation. Obviously, in Buenos Aires, it was more noticeable, but I think I saw something on one of the bus stops we stopped at, and I saw an indication of this as well. That may be all for now, but out. Now, one odd thing I will say about in the beef area, and it threw me off for a while, is they have a thing on the menu called beef de chorizo. And so, I think that scared me away from some places that I probably could have enjoyed, because I thought it had something to do with chorizo, meaning like the pork. But it's not, for some reason. Beef de chorizo just means like good steak. It has nothing to do with chorizo, the Mexican pork, spicy pork thingy. So anyway, that's, you know, one of the drawbacks of not fully understanding the language. Though, eventually I found this out in the glossary of the Rough Guide travel book I have. So, it was in there, I just missed it, but, you know, who would have thought beef de chorizo had nothing to do with chorizo that I know. Another aspect I thought was interesting in Buenos Aires was many, well, in certain areas I went, like the Botanical Gardens and the Recoleta Cemetery, a lot of stray cats, like large numbers, all, you know, but just in the just in certain areas, you know, I don't see them running around, like, they must know the good places to go, but I was like, I've never seen this many cats, like, together, just hanging out in the garden and stuff, and, they look to be having a good time, so, it was pretty good, but, and then, in addition, on the bus ride, some of the cities we stopped in, I could see major stray dog action, and they did not look good shape. I mean, just driving by this one town, I saw so many stray dogs just in passing that I knew there must have been, like, a lot more than if you're actually in the town for 15 minutes and walking around, you would, like, see some trouble. But, yeah, interesting. I've never seen large amount of stray cats. also regarding dogs, now I think about it, and one thing in Buenos Aires is that another way you can judge the prosperity of a country is people definitely had a lot of classy dogs in that town. You could see them being walked around, and there were also professional dog walkers, which I had read about. But until you see one guy walking 10 dogs in like a series of leashes, such that he has to wear a giant glove so he doesn't like get leash burned, it's fairly impressive. So it must be professional dog walking, like instead of doggy daycare for these rich society types. But yeah, a lot of people, I saw a lot of nice dogs in the better parts of town in BA. Oh, okay, another thing, going back to the breast theme, I will also say I noticed that in many of the commercials, I noticed the preponderance of cleavage that you don't see in the U.S. Things like soap commercials and things like that. So I think there's definitely a standard of good cleavage here that is not present in the U.S. And for that, I commend the country. Oh, one thing I took a picture of, but I had to cross on a crosswalk. Literally, I think it was 20 lanes of cars. It was madness, absolutely serious madness. It was like a 20-lane crosswalk. I have a picture of this, and needless to say, I was walking very fast once that walk sign turned on, but it was pretty scary. Another interesting thing on Buenos Aires is every street is one way, except for a few that are not. But almost so, an interesting city plan that they just said let's make every street one way, and I'm sure it had something to do with the crazy drivers or the. Also, many of the streets are so small they have to be one way. But it's almost, I would say, 95% of the streets are one way in that town. Now, that's not the case everywhere, because in this small city I'm in right now, San Martin, there's only one-way street, and everything else is two ways. So it's not the standard. But that's it for this. Out. Oh, another interesting thing is apparently the movie Get Smart, the guy from The Office, I can't remember his name, is called like Secret Agent 48 here. I saw a sign for it. I was like, what the hell? It said Secret Agent 48. And I'm pretty sure it said Get Smart, but. Then again, I don't think they know about Get Smart in Latin America, so that maybe is the reason for that. And maybe 48 has some connotations in it. Out. One thing I forgot to note when doing my report on the driving habits in Argentina is that even though they do drive a little crazy and aggressive, they are very good about signaling, I noticed. Everybody signals, and perhaps that's a way to offset the craziness. But I just noticed that the signaling is definitely more adopted than in the U.S. Out. Okay, a little mobile update since I'm walking a little to my hotel. Not sure last time I updated. If I said, but anyway, I did paid $100 U.S., which is in this country an insane amount of money, for a one-way 100-kilometer taxi ride, and to get to Via Triple, and the guy was a crazy driver, driving really fast, but I think he had good skill. I wish some crazy bird going around here. But anyway, so I'm in the Triple. The hotel I was going to stay at, they were full, and I didn't want to take any chances. The taxi guy was driving around, so I just, next place that looked like they had a spot, I took, and probably is the most expensive place in the entire town at 250 pesos, 250 pesos a night, but it is so awesome. Really nice accommodations. The room smells very good. And best of all, it has a absolutely awesome view of the lake with a little veranda to sit out on, which I'm going to be buying a liter beer to drink out and after my shower. So compared to the last hotel, it'll be nice actually having a nice room, because even though I'm paying three times what I paid per night at the last place. Yeah, I see all these dumb kids at the place where I was going to stay. But I guess they deserve to save money more than I do. So while here, I hiked up to some of the nearby waterfalls, which are really nice. Fairly tiring, though. And then I inquired about the bus to Bariloche, which is leaving at 4 tomorrow, which is pretty good, you know. It's a good, pretty good time. You should get all my stuff in. And while at the information, I asked if there's a taxi that could take me to this really nice viewpoint that you could, like, climb up some steps to get up, and she said no. Well, the hotel guy said he could call me one, but since I had already walked down this far, I didn't want to walk back and ask him, so I just said, oh, screw it, I'll just walk. You know, it's 5 kilometers, but it's, like, down this, like, dirt road, and, like, it's hilly, and the car's spewing dust. So, it was seriously painful. I was in pain. I mean, the viewpoint was completely worth the pain, but while there, I sort of gave a hangdog look and asked some people with a truck if they would give me a ride back. Thank God they were going in the direction, and they were nice enough to let me go back in for a bumpy ride. If I had to walk back, I would be in bad shape when I got back, which would have been an hour later. There was another observation. Oh, yeah, it is an observation. Is nobody says adios here. They say ciao, which for some reason I thought was Italian, so I don't understand. And I know there's an Italian influence here, but I have to figure it out. I have not heard one person say adios, amigo. So that may be a Mexican thing. Let's see, what else? I can't think of anything else right now, but if I do, I'll be back. Oh, another thing that's big in, like, the late afternoon here is this drink called mate, which I read about. I'm not exactly sure what it is, but it looks like people are, like, smoking a crack pipe when they're drinking it, so. And I see, like, everybody doing it, so I'm gonna have to try it before the trip is over, but I seem to recall it didn't sound appetizing when I read about it. Update on meat cooking here. So far, it's interesting. Maybe it's the places I've gone, but it seems that the meat has been cooked unevenly. Yeah, a couple of the times now that I've gone to places such that there's parts of the steak that are perfect, medium, the pink inside that it should, but then other parts, are medium well, so haven't been fully enjoyable because the steak is still good, but it's overdone in certain places, and today was definitely, I actually said medium rare, and it, you know, definitely wasn't, and I could tell that the lady bringing it knew that it had been overcooked, and out something, and I was starving anyway. But so yeah, so I don't. Yeah, it's interesting that the steak is so big, but it seems that the care is not being taken to cook it in the way that it should in at least a few of the places I've been. You know, maybe it's just because I haven't gone to real nice places. I mean, I've fairly gone to the places where the steaks are about, you know, $10 to $12 US or less. I think today was about $10 steak. So, but yeah, so maybe I'll have to try a higher end spot to really get the ultimate steak benefit. Also, I discovered, and I sort of feel bad about this, is that you know, places were putting you know, service not included, and I thought it was a scam for to get Americans to tip because Argentines, you know, you're not supposed to tip, is what I thought. So there'd be like service not included to try to get you to tip, and I'd get a little when they did that. But like today, you know, but other places I hadn't maybe given a very little amount or none at all. And then I confirmed my book. In the book it said tipping is not standard in Argentina, except you round up taxi fares. But then it had a sense that said, oh, it is customary to give a small tip in restaurants. So I missed that second part, and so I need to adjust my tipping accordingly. Now, of course, you know, the tip I would have given at this place would have been just an extra, you know, $5. And also, she was the owner of the place, so it's not like they require it to. It's not like a regular waiter that needs it for their salary, but I feel kind of bad, and I think the book was stupid because it starts off with tipping is not required, but then it did two exceptions at the places where restaurants is the place where you're going to be doing that the most anyway. So, I don't know. Anyway, I will adjust in the future. That's it. Oh, one other thing in the town I'm in, Via Trifle. They have their own power plant here, which when you walk on the main road, you can hear it's a really loud, like, electric generator of sound, essentially, which I'm sure is giving off bad exhaust. But you can't smell anything, and surprisingly, you can't hear it except when you're, like, right in front of it. And it's really loud, but the sound doesn't carry. So I don't know what they did, something to deflect the sound up or what. But anyway, it's pretty interesting. I don't think I've ever seen a little hamlet by a lake with its own power plant supplying the juice, but makes sense because there's, you know, basically no houses for around anywhere except for the town here. So I think they must be doing well to be able to afford to build their own power plant. And the signs are very nice here, and things are maintained well here. So I think in the peak months, when everyone's on vacation, this place must be overrun, so I'm glad I'm here when it's pretty empty, except for the fact that there's only one restaurant open. Another thing I like here is all of the steak places, they always have papas fritas on the menu, which is essentially French fries. But because it's papas fritas, it sounds classy, and I feel like you can order it, and it's not like a kid. But last night it was really nice because I ate a really nice plate of it, and it was nice and crisp. Previous couple places I've gotten papas fritas, they've sort of been not that crispy and, pretty greasy. I mean, they were good, but it seemed like I thought maybe the style was to not cook the papas fritas as crisp as I'm used to with French fries. But last night they were more typical French fry-ish, so we'll see. But it's nice on the menu. I enjoy getting that. Okay, observations for the day. My planned hike up to the top of this volcano or something or other went awry because I couldn't find the trail, and then when I went back to ask information, they said you had to get a permit or the permission from the Guadalupe park ranger. But they weren't there, and I was tired of walking back and forth, so I gave up and just decided to walk along the banks of the lake in a different direction, which wasn't that bad. It was sort of relaxing. This dog was following me, though. Or actually, it wasn't following me, but it was ahead of me. But it was like waiting for me around every turn to come. And then when I went off the road to the main, or to a little entry point to the actual lake shores, it like followed me and waited while I was checking out the viewpoint, and followed me down the beach like for literally like 2 hours. This dog is following me. It's pretty funny. So even though I dislike dogs, I like this one. Had good loyalty, but so sort of a lazy day. Got back to the hotel and had to kill some time before the 4 p.m. bus to Bariloche, which is where I am now, and it's called a crazy tourist town. Like the entire, it's like an entire town of Fisherman's Wharf, just madness all over the place. Not, so far I'm not crazy about it, but the view is great. I mean, from the hotel I'm in, I got a very nice view, even though the hotel itself is not the greatest. But still, for $90, it's a lot better than the one I had in San Martin, which was $80. So I think I got ripped off there. So, but oh, one thing. Both places I ate today, which are not like the top quality places, I'll say, but they had napkins that were like wax paper. I mean, it was the worst napkins. I cannot even believe that people would stand this. It was literally like using wax paper as a napkin. I mean, it is like they gotta be the most cheapest cost thing that a restaurant can do to like save money. It was appalling. I mean, I couldn't believe this one restaurant did it, and then I just saw it again. Now, granted, both, well, they were, I mean, they weren't super cheap, though. This place I went tonight, sort of like a Argentina chain, I got like a gigantic amount of meat for like equivalent of $7, so, and it was okay. It wasn't great, but that's another thing. Oh, yeah, and this, I think it's because I'm in a new province, but they have a dollar, 3 peso redemption value for bottles, which basically is like almost the cost of the entire beer that I bought. So it pissed me off that it doubled the price, but unless I return the bottle, which I might, but I guess it's good for the environment. And what else? Nothing much out. Okay, update. It's been a while, so I don't even remember last I updated. But I think it was before I did the Glacier thing. So the Glacier thing was good. Currently in El Chalten, trekking fucking capital of Argentina, near some very nice mega peaks in the Patagonia. It is incredibly windy here. It is like walking into a blizzard every time. And when you back, when it's to your back, it's like you're getting pushed down the street. Now today did a nice, pretty, 8 hour or so day hike. It's fairly strenuous up to the this lake that was at the base of the Fitzroy, which is this gigantic, nice peak that ice climbers can summit if they're crazy. And got really lucky. Went took the look at the shade, opened up the shades, and saw that it was sunny the previous day when we got here. It was raining and fairly miserable. Did a little hike to waterfall, which is pretty nice. Then like the weather got bad, it started snowing, and it was like it was freezing cold and wet. But this morning it was nice, and so it got me out of bed quickly, and I started the hike about 7:45. Not many other people on the trail except this group of Indian kids in their early 20s or so. They were going at the same time too, and we were really lucky because basically we got nice views, got to the the end of the trail, just the base of the mountain. Very clear, not too much wind. I ate my lunch. We're looking at a really nice emerald lake. And just as I finished my lunch and coming back, the wind started picking up like crazy and blowing the snow from the previous night. And the peaks were going away, and people were getting blown around, and my hat. My backpack nearly blew off. My hat flew away once. I almost like got knocked off the trail by the wind. So, literally, 5 minutes after I was done enjoying the sight, like it was basically over. And almost everyone that had started the hike later did not get to enjoy the fruits, and that's what they get for getting up late. It was a nice hike. I kept running into people I've seen other parts of the trip. It's amazing. And then, just even in the grocery store, I was ordering some cold cuts for tomorrow's hike, and some French couple were helping me translate my terrible Spanish to the person. And as I go back to the hotel, they're like staying in the place next to me. So it's just funny running into all these people all the time. I've run into like 4 people I've seen in other cities. It's like everyone's doing the same trip. So some things that are annoying me of Argentina is just the general chintziness. It's like everything is, get new towels, they give you one towel. Because they know you're, like, staying by yourself. It's like, what the hell? Just give me the 2 towels that this comes with. The supermarket has no bags. So, I went to the supermarket on the way to going to dinner to get a bunch of provisions. And I had to come back to the hotel room because, I'm not going to go into the restaurant carrying armful of groceries. So, it's little things annoying. Prices are very good on things, but the businesses are very cheap. That's the only thing I can think. You go into restaurants and napkins aren't on every table. You gotta go get that, and then nobody brings water to you, tap water like you get in a restaurant here. So I don't know. It's slightly annoying, but. To make up for it, I say the prices are pretty good. I had a very excellent steak, beef de lomo, today, and a salad for, I think it was 63, I can't remember, but it, was, you know, it was like the equivalent of, you know, 20-something bucks. But it was really good. It was probably the best steak I've had on the trip. I was watching the guy make it, and he looked like he was taking great care in the preparation, so I appreciated that. What else is there? I had some hot chocolate. It was very good. I had 2 days in a row now at this place where I think they basically just melt chocolate in hot milk. It is, like, really good. Yeah, both times. At this one place. And then there's this artisan chocolate place right across the street here, which my guidebook says has good hot chocolate, which I'm going to try tomorrow. I tried one of their chocolate treats that they had. It was pretty good. Yeah, it was like $1, you know, 25 or something. $1.50 equivalent. And it was pretty good. Oh, another observation, if I haven't made it already, is the beer is like really cold here. When you get it like out of the freezer case or the refrigerator case in like a bar or a restaurant, it's really cold. I like that a lot. It's really good. I don't know it can't be a coincidence, because every time I get a beer here, it's like ice cold. So I like that. On the whole, I like that they have these brand of potato chips that are very good. So far, El Chalten has been a success. Got the hotel room. Really luckily, I got the last room. It was, like, raining cold, and I was, like, wheeling the suitcase around. And if there wasn't a room here, I would have had to scurry around looking for a place. I probably would have had to sell for a hostel, because this is the cheapest actual hotel room in the place, and I think all the real hotels are really expensive, and for staying 4 nights, I'm not paying major money, so I was really lucky, to get this room. I mean, it's, not luxury, but, at the equivalent of $50 US a night, it's a pretty good room. The guy's nice, clean, his showers, pretty good. Hot water comes out fast. The stream could be a little, the arc could be a little improved. I have to stand a little too close to the front, but good pressure. And the hot water comes fast, because I think there's a hot water heater specifically for the two rooms that this building's connected to. And there's a little kitchen too with the breakfast, which is basically a loaf of bread and, you know, a bunch of like dulce de leche and the usual spreads and tea bags and hot water. So yeah, the whole breakfast included with every hotel is kind of like, you know, it's like I'd rather them just not have it if it's not going to be like anything good. But on the other hand, actually, I did appreciate having that bread in the morning. What else do I have to report on? I don't know. That's about it for now. Not until I can think of something else. Oh, did I mention, I think there's something, I don't know if there's something about Argentines picking their nose in public. I'm not sure, I've just noticed that a lot. It may just be because I'm in the dry region. Yeah. Like Seinfeld said, you know. Let's see, my feet kill. Man, this is a tough hike, and stupid hiking boots are no good. But yeah, I could barely walk, and I had two more hikes left in me too, and not to mention the usual walking around town that it's going to have to be done. So, my feet are going to be in big trouble, and both probably my sneakers are going in the trash after this trip, if they even make it. say that's all for today. Oh, another annoying thing, the whole not taking credit cards is, like, driving me crazy. Here you have a town that has no bank and no ATM and no place to take credit cards. It's like, it's bizarre. So, Costa Rica, more places took credit cards than here. Yeah, it doesn't make sense as to that. So it's making me actually have to conserve my money because I took out a bunch of cash and had to go to various ATMs and El Calafate before I came here. And so I have to segregate the cash for this hotel, which is going to be 640 pesos, and, I have enough to get me by, for the rest of the time here, but, not a huge amount. I can't, splurge on a, 100 peso dinner. So I got about 270 for the next, remaining two nights. So, it's strange that the whole credit card thing is not taken anywhere. I mean, I can understand, why they wouldn't want to, but, especially in a town that has no banks, it's bizarre to me, because I have to imagine that there's people, many people that come to this place and run out of money, before the, because they, they don't have enough cash and they can't get any more. And, most, and at least, I have some U.S. currency because, I brought a lot, but most people just assume they're going to get money out of the ATM when they need it, or just use credit card. So, it's a bit strange, the whole, I think the high-end places, even, here, and I've seen some places that aren't even high-end with the MasterCard symbol, but, it's strange, because it also, since everything's cash, I don't know what people, there must be, everyone has, a safe in their house, with thousands of dollars of cash until they can, make it to a bank somewhere, or maybe they don't go to the bank, they just keep, thousands of dollars of cash socked away in secret places, but, I guarantee that every household here has got a huge amount of cash in their house, which is odd. Okay, out. Oh, another annoying thing is all the hotels seem to have these tiny, tiny little trash cans with a little flipping lid, and it's like you can barely fit anything in them. I don't understand it. Also, the sinks always and showers have frequently been very slow to drain, so I don't know what the deal is, but those are two annoyances of Argentina hotels. Out. So, update for today. Went on another nice hike to Laguna Torre, and it was, pretty nice. Interesting scenery, and we're able to get really near the end, up really close to the glacier. Hung out for a while, talking to a German guy. He was 73 years old, and this other guy that joined us is Basque. The Basque area of Spain, and saw a bunch of about three condors hovering close by us, and it was a pretty nice hike, good little waterfalls, nice beach, tree, foliage, and silty water river from the glacier. In the background, you'll hear some crazy music that is piped into all the hotel rooms through at this Posada La Base. And it's kind of chill, I like it. But, observation I have is, I did some more, I took my stuff in for some laundry, which, thank thankfully, well, it's more than my last laundry. Last laundry, I think, was 12 paces. This place is double at 25. However, it's going to be ready in 2 hours, so I'm willing to pay an extra $4 equivalent for that service, because I actually need some of this stuff tomorrow, and I was wondering, I was going to have to make do without it. But, yeah, just had a nice hardcore hot chocolate that came with a sugar cube in case somebody wanted it really bitter, but it was too bitter for me. But even with the sugar cube, it was probably less sweet than I would have liked, but nice, deep chocolate taste, and got a little chocolate with some orange to go. That's about it for now. Out. Oh, I forgot to mention, with the laundry, both times the laundry, I asked them to use hot water, and both laundry places said they had no hot water, so I don't understand what the deal is. Or maybe that's just to cut costs, they don't use hot water, or maybe for liability reasons, but I don't understand it. But one of those many things in foreign countries that you don't understand why they do things the way they do, but that's the way it is. Out. Okay, so I don't know if I updated. Staying in Calafate again. In the hotel, which is pretty nice, and the lady who runs it has been very nice in helping me out. But their fire code is definitely being violated, because they basically lock you in. There's an entry gate to get to the hotel rooms, and they lock it, and we don't have the key. So, I mean, last time I was here, I tried to get out, and I was like banging, jiggling the thing, and then finally the lady came out and opened the door. But it's like, if there's a fire, you basically are trapped in the place. Except that I just noticed in this new room I'm in, down a slightly different wing, there's like a fire exit, but it's a door that opens out, and then you step out, you fall out to the ground from the second floor. Just a door that goes out to nothing. I mean, it's like crazy. I cannot believe this. And all the hall lights are off, too, so it's like, I mean, Jesus, man. I mean, this is like a total death trap, but hopefully nobody falls asleep with a cigarette in their bed. But, yeah, so today is kind of a semi-waste of a day, but I had a nice little quasi-hike excursion on a estancia. With some pretty nice meal at the end included. It was okay. It was a nice, good expanse of Patagonia wilderness and lakes and mountains, and really got to see it well. Not in the hike, was okay. Food was pretty good. Nice to talk to some of the people visiting from other countries. Had some more very good ice cream down the street. Yeah, it was really good chocolate. Time got chocolate and some creme con coffee. Man, I'm telling you, it's really nice. I think I can't tell if it's a chain. I think it's a chain. That's good, man. Yeah, they got some good stuff here, like good chocolate, good ice cream. Yeah, they like their ice cream. There's ice cream all over the place in every city. And I don't think it's just for tourists either, especially this one, which is on a pretty side street that looks like it's for locals. What other observations do I have from today? I think that's it. One interesting thing I noticed, which I've never seen before, but it really makes sense now that I think about it, is the hotel I stayed in, El Chalten, they charge slightly more if you stayed only one night If you stayed one night, it was 180 pesos. Two or more, it was 160 a night. And that really makes sense because the labor involved in someone staying just one night, you know, they have to change the sheets and, you know, clean the room for the next person. Whereas if you stay multiple nights, you know, they don't change the sheets, and this place actually didn't even clean the room, except they cleaned the room every 2 days, so that was part of it too. But I'm surprised, because most places now don't change your sheets, I mean, unless you specifically ask them, that that there isn't some other, different, any other places don't do that charge difference for one night versus multiple nights out.